In a moment, we'll go to the most remote area in the continental United States.
I believe that's where a lot of my creativity lies, is at home, on my land.
We're searching for the heart of creativity and inspiration in a new series on Performance Today called Music That Matters. Every day on PT, we hear some of the world's great musicians in concert and often hear them talking about what they do. So we learn how music matters to musicians, but we got to wondering about people and places and communities where music is not just important, it's life-changing. The Navajo Nation covers 26,000 square miles in Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. The Hopi Nation is another 2,600 square miles. The two together are significantly larger than West Virginia. Most of that land is on a high plateau between a mile and a mile and a half above sea level. It's red rock country, mostly desert, the rocks laid bare by the arid climate and millennia of erosion. Slot canyons, domes, river narrows, and in places, the stones sculpted into astonishing natural bridges and spires and fins. This is where Michael Begay grew up.
When I go to the city, it feels like I'm a caged animal or something, and I can't do anything. But when I go out there, I can go out my back door, go for a hike right out my back door. There's rocks and there's nothing for hundreds of miles. And that's freedom to me right there.
Begay is 27 years old. As a boy, he loved the rock music he heard on the radio and traditional Navajo music, which is always sung and often accompanied by drumming. Begay was also curious about all kinds of music, but there was no music for him at school. By the time he got to high school, he found himself actively chasing music programs. He moved to Glendale, Arizona to go to a performing arts high school, but was put on the wait list. He moved back to Tuba City, Arizona to the reservation to enroll in a classical guitar class, only for that class to be canceled. Classical music seemed out of reach until he met the high school librarian.
And, you know, whatever that librarian, J.R. Wooden, would give me, you know, I'd soak it up, you know, like Carl Orff, you know, Carmina Burana. I like that kind of strong sound, and he kind of helped me find these different sounds that I liked.
Before long, Begay was transcribing classical music for his instrument, the electric guitar.
I started trying to learn some Bach and Beethoven, you know, and then I wanted to like electrify it. And then that's when I started trying to play Paganini, like on electric, you know. The really fast stuff, you know, one of maybe his 24, what were those called?
Those caprices.
Yeah, the caprices, yeah. And, you know, I got into that because he's just blazing and, you know, the pedal tones and he's just hauling.
Ten years ago, Begay was a talented high school rock guitarist, curious about the wider musical world, but with no clear way into that world. At the same time, there was a fledgling program at the Grand Canyon Music Festival. In 2000, artistic director of the festival, Claire Hoffman, and Mohican composer Brent Michael Davids founded what they called the Native American Composers Apprentice Project, or NACAP. Every year, a Native American composer travels to five high schools in Navajo and Hopi land. Over the course of a month, students learn about music theory, harmony, and notation, and they each write a piece for string quartet to be played by a quartet visiting from New York. Claire Hoffman.
It's a challenge. I mean, I'd like to say more than an assignment. It's a challenge. We don't expect these students to all become professional composers, but we want to light a fire in them and to know that they can do something that seems impossible.
Raven Chacon grew up in Chinle, Arizona, on the Navajo Reservation. Chacon is the current composer in residence for NACAP. After he gives his students a quick crash course in music theory and notation, Chacon tries to give them an idea what kind of sound a string quartet can make.
A lot of the younger students like to use glissandos and slides in their pieces.
This is from a piece called Pink Thunder by Celeste Lansing from Whitehorse High School in Montezuma Creek, Utah.
Students also use different pressure. Again, a lot of these students are into rock music and heavy metal, so they've asked me if there's a way to achieve, you know, this distortion, and I've shown them how if you put more pressure on the bowing, then you can get that sound out of that. And then just other effects, pizzicato, and even other extended techniques like rapping on the body of the instrument or using the other side of the bow.
This is from a piece called Being Home by Matthew Blackhorse, a student at Monument Valley High School in Kayenta, Arizona. Composer Raven Chacon says his students often have a real affinity with string quartets, and without a classical music background, they bring themselves and their own culture to what they write.
I hear a lot of melody come out in some of these pieces where it'll sound like a song, a Navajo song. A lot of times it's a rhythmic thing that a student is trying to do. A lot of times, too, there's this hybrid Navajo heavy metal rhythmic thing that I see come up. What I'm finding out, especially this year, is that these Navajo students have a different idea of vibrato, where it might be a vibrato from singing, you know, very wide and, you know, fluctuating in speed kind of vibrato that happens.
Raven Chacon is composer in residence with the Native American Composer Apprentice Project, or NACAP, at the Grand Canyon Music Festival in Arizona. Tomorrow, Michael Begay finds NACAP, and a string quartet from New York City discovers how much they have to learn.
As to what it requires of me to accomplish satisfying performance of their music, I think I just need to shut up, but I need to close my mouth and open my ears and open my heart and realize that there's an awful lot going on in these young people that I need to somehow listen for.
Ralph Ferris, violist for the string quartet Ethel. We'll hear more from members of Ethel tomorrow in part two of our Music That Matters story about the Native American Composer's Apprentice Project at the Grand Canyon Music Festival in Arizona. The NACAP program has a concert every September at the Grand Canyon. The string quartet plays pieces written by these high school age composers. Let's hear from the most recent NACAP concert this past September. The student composers will actually introduce themselves and their pieces, sometimes going back and forth between English and Navajo. Let's begin with Matthew Blackhorse from Monument Valley High School in Kayenta, Arizona.
My name is Matthew Blackhorse, and clans are Kitichini, Tachini, Tampaha, and Betutni. And this is my third year doing this program, and I'm a junior. I got one more year. And I call this piece Being Home because I was outside one morning and I wrote it because I just wrote it because I was jamming.
That's a piece called Being Home by Matthew Blackhorse, a student at Monument Valley High School in Kayenta, Arizona. The string quartet Ethel gave that concert at the Grand Canyon Community Building in Arizona. Let's hear one more piece here. This is a piece by Sharmita Benali, a student at Whitehorse High School in Montezuma Creek, Utah. And here's the composer.
Hello, my name is Sharmita Benali. I wrote a song that's called Fairy Tales Aren't Real. And basically, it's just a broken promise.
Piece for string quartet called Fairy Tales Aren't Real by Sharmita Benali. Sharmita Benali is a student at Whitehorse High School in the town of Montezuma Creek in the far southeast corner of Utah. Last fall, Benali was among the students who took part in the Native American Composers Apprentice Project at the Grand Canyon Music Festival. Every year, high school students in the most remote area of the lower 48 get coaching from composers. They work with a professional string quartet, and they write their own pieces for string quartet. We'll hear more from students, composers, and performers at the Native American Composers Apprentice Project tomorrow. Something to look forward to tomorrow when a professional string quartet from New York and these high school students get together every summer. You might be surprised about who's teaching whom. You can read more about NACAP and the Grand Canyon Music Festival and hear my complete interviews that were featured in this story all on the PT website, and you can share your thoughts while you're there as well. Click on the contact button on the PT website. We're online at performancetoday.org. You can call us 866-943-4450 or join the conversation on the PT fan page on Facebook. I'm Fred Child. This is Performance Today.
American Public Media.